This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. And we've been talking about chemicals, toxins, poisons, and how dangerous they are. And we're going to continue that for the next hour, as well as electromagnetic radiation. But first, I'd like to just share with our class very, very quickly that there's a post on the website, USA Prepares, about the dirty dozen, the most heavily sprayed foods. And they are peaches, apples, strawberries, grapes, especially the imported varieties, cherries, nectarines, pears, red raspberries, sweet bell peppers, celery, spinach and lettuce, potatoes, tomatoes, and meat. Meat has, the animals have been fed in many cases with pesticide-rich grains. And milk contains innumerable pesticides, antibiotics, and hormones. Dr. Hinkle, any comments before we continue?
I think we've covered a lot that we need to cover, and it is we want people to be more careful, and do we want people spraying to reduce that spraying or stop it and look for alternative, more natural things that are not so disruptive to the environment and to the human health of the population of the United States or any population of any country.
And if you'd like to do what I do and what Dr. Hinkle has recommended, you might want to call Cedarside, cedarside.com, because it really works. It really works. And I just during the break, I mentioned to Mrs. Fennelli that it'd be a great day. It's warm to bathe our dogs and apply some Cedarside on their coats and just stop those fleas in their tracks. Dr. Hinkle, you called me a couple days ago, and you mentioned the term EMI. And, of course, I know of electromagnetic interference, EMI. But you were discussing electromagnetic illness. And this is something
correct.
That is a very serious concern.
Rapidly growing health issue around the world, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Vincent, before we get started on this, let me go back and you triggered a thought in my brain. Another thing I'm really opposed to are these companies that come around and set up a mosquito spraying system in your yard. Not only are the people where are living there getting sprayed, but all of the neighbors are getting insecticides constantly. I went into a neighborhood recently where someone had it in their yard. Five houses away, we could smell it. It is detrimental to people's health, and if you think it's not, you need to do some research. So let's get back. We'll finish that and get back to EMI, which is electromagnetic illness. It has been predicted or discussed that within the last 5 years, this is a very rapidly growing problem. Within the last 5 years, over 15% of the entire population of the United States has developed a electromagnetic sensitivity. Dr. Robert Becker, people may not know of him, but he was nominated for 2 Nobel Prizes in medicine, said that the number one greatest pollutant affecting the earth today is electromagnetic deals affecting people and people's health. That's pretty serious.
Those effects are
the exact same, they say, as an insecticide or pesticide. They can cause nausea. They can cause Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, cancer. They disrupt or fragment DNA in the body. They cause all kinds of blood disorders, leukemia, you name it, brain cancer, tremendous amount of neurological disorders, burning of the skin, burning of the mouth, the face. People think that there is nothing to this, but we have seen in my office a tremendous amount of negative effects of this. One of these is with autistic children, and I tell parents who bring autistic children into my office, do not come into my office with one of these electro games, these little video games, because that is affecting your child very negatively. So we don't trust me. Look at some of the research done. We've done EEGs of children. That we do an EEG, looks pretty normal. We put them in front of one of the little video computer-type games. 20 minutes later, we do another EEG. Their brain waves are so scrambled and irregular, it would terrify a parent. So I would say you need to caution this. I have parents all the time who call me and say, my child isn't sleeping. I ask them, are you letting your child play with video games? This type thing. Yes, of course, then you need to stop it. 100% of the cases, when the parent calls back and they have totally removed that from the child, all of those symptoms go away completely. This is the kind of thing that it's doing. You know, you talk to people who work with computers. They say, oh, my hands swell. Yes, it affects the fluid in the cells. It's just one of the small things it does. So I would say that this is a big growing issue. In Europe and in Canada, they are well aware of it. In fact, politicians in Europe have demanded that something be done about it and that precaution be taken. And there's so many ill people in Canada and Europe, it takes a year to even get an appointment to get in with a doctor who specializes in this. That's how prevalent it is there. And it's growing rapidly here. And now with all the new technology that's coming on board and all the new things that are being allowed by the government, I will tell you that we're going to see this increase, because 15% of the population in only 5 years, what's going to happen 5 years from now? Is it going to be 30, 50? And then what are we going to do? Kill ourselves. Destroy our health.
Dr. Hinkle, back in the 1960s, I was very interested in electronics. And I saved my money and I bought a volt ohm meter. And it had a very sensitive scale, a millivolt scale. And what I did was I took a piece of wire and, oh, maybe 75 to 125 feet long. And I strung it between two insulators, two porcelain insulators. And I drove a rod into the ground.
You grounded yourself,
and
yes.
I did not. Well, here's what I did. I attached one end of the milliamp meter to the antenna wire, and the other lead, the negative lead, to the ground rod that I drove into soft soil, several feet long. And I literally could measure electric fields in the air with a voltmeter, a millivoltmeter. So
oh, yes,
back in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no question about it. And, of course, many of us know that you take a fluorescent light bulb and you hold it parallel up over your head under high-tension power lines, and you'll see it light up. Okay? I'm talking about a fluorescent light bulb, you know, 4 feet long, 8 feet long. And so we know that there are electromagnetic fields. And if you want an easier way to determine that class, all you have to do is turn on your radio. And you can traverse the AM band with your tuning dial, and you can listen to station after station after station, or FM, and you would not be able to do that if there weren't those electromagnetic signals in the air. So you've got that, plus you've got television signals, plus you've got satellite signals coming down, you've got Wi-Fi, cell phones, you've got the municipal band radios, and you've got probably one of your favorites, ham radio. You've got all of this. going on simultaneously. Then you add to that the power lines that are running up and down most roads in the country and across farms and pastures and fields and over neighborhoods and schools, and especially over schools. It seems like what happens with school systems is they say, where's the biggest, baddest power line system we've got? That's where we want to build our school.
You know, that's so sad and true.
Just cook them.
There's been study after study done where there have been cell phone towers put in, on school grounds, and the cancer rate has just skyrocketed in children where these towers have been. I know that two stories relating to me. I just sold my home this week. I'm going to be closing on it in about 6 more weeks, and I've had to move. I had a green home. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars making my home green. Had someone who specializes, works with the Pentagon, works with NASA, come into my home to make sure there was no electromagnetic sensitivity, and the subdivision I live in allowed an 83-year-old man to put a ham radio operation right beside me. Since it's been in, I can't hear anything on my phone. My phone is ringing 40, 50 times in a 30, 40-minute period. We pick it up, it's nothing but ringing and static in the background. Nothing has been done. My health immediately started, my skin started burning. My heart started racing. I wasn't even aware what was going on. And then I realized that I'm not in my home. It goes away. So that's one thing. The house before that, my neighbor put in a high-powered cell tower, and I was on 25 acres, and that did not protect me because he put it on the property line. And when we would turn on our television, we did not hear the people talking on the TV. We literally heard people speaking on cell phones on our TV. So we had AT&T and Sprint come up from Atlanta, wherever they were, and they came into my home. They documented it, and they said, yes, this is our fault, this is us, but so what? You don't have enough money to take us to court to sue. You'll never win. So I sold the home. So this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with in today's world. I realize there are people that have ham operations, ham radio operators. I know they love their hobby, and but my thing is I think they should be on land, not adjacent in a subdivision. I really don't think that that's healthy for other members of that, because the studies do show a rise in thyroid problems, thyroid cancer, all types of cancer, autoimmune disorders, on and on. The list is quite extensive.
We've got a couple comments about ham radio when we come back. I just add another exclamation point to what you just said. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. CamelMilkUSA.com. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. CamelMilkUSA.com is the website, and her contact information is there. There's a link at USAPrepares.com under instructors if you'd like to find her that way as well. Dr. Hinkle, when I was growing up back in the 1960s and 70s, to be specific, we had a neighbor who was a ham radio operator, and those were the days of tube-powered ham rigs. And he built this great big antenna in his backyard, and it was a directional antenna, and he could, with his automatic rotor, turn that into any direction that he wanted, north, south, east, west, or anywhere in between. And he would talk around the world, and this was a pretty high-powered rig. And I remember watching black-and-white television, over-the-air television, and that when he keyed that microphone, it would just twist that image, and all you'd hear is garbled ham radio speak, and it would totally, totally obliterate the signal from the high-powered television stations. And the point I want to make is he was a wonderful, wonderful man, taught me a little bit about electronics, and he died around 57 years old. And I don't think that it was because he was doing, involved in the chemical industry. I think it was related to the electromagnetic radiation. And there are posts, I did a quick search during the break about posts of electromagnetic illness, and there's plenty of posts saying that this is absolutely nonsense. Meaning,
of course,
a lot of posts saying that anybody who thinks this is real is nuts. However, the Washington Post says that there are people who tend to experience some combination of physical symptoms like nausea, headache, palpitations, fatigue, rashes, dermatological problems, often simultaneously. And also confusion, memory loss, and the like. And I can tell you for sure that when I was working with computers that were of slow processor speed, less than 800 megahertz back in the 90s, that when I worked on them, I was fine. But when they got up to 800 megahertz or a gigahertz and I had the cases open, I would become very confused, unable to work on them unless I wrote down exactly what I was doing on each computer, because I used to be able to remember that, and I had memory confusion. And when I put the metal chassis back over these computers to cover up the motherboards, the way a computer would be used, you know, in the office or on, you know, in somebody's home, you know, covered with the screws in the back of the case and all that, I was fine, but not with the cases open at 800 megahertz and higher. So what I'm saying is I absolutely positively believe that it's real. I believe that I can feel radar guns when these blue plague are behind me blasting everybody with their radar guns, just aiming them willy-nilly at anyone they feel like aiming them at. I want to wear a military World War II metal helmet when I drive down the road or travel down the road, and I want one of these things on the seat next to me so that when I have one of these cops blasting me, I can put this helmet on. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that I don't think a government such as Great Britain or Sweden would be addressing this as a serious health problem if it were not. It's the same thing as the pesticides, insecticides. Those countries recognize the dangers of those things and take action. The United States just barrels ahead. They don't care because it's who's controlling what in Washington. That being said, let's talk about more about EMF, electromagnetic fields and electromagnetic illness. I went to a very interesting place recently called Green Bank, West Virginia. There is a satellite there, so there can be, it's a big, like, spy satellite. So they do not allow for 13,000 square miles around that satellite. They do not allow computers, cell phones, high electromagnetic, high-powered anything. You can literally feel, without even knowing you're within that range, the difference when you go into it. Your heart rate drops. Your brain clears. It's amazing. That is the safest place in the United States for anyone to get away from electromagnetic fields. It is so well known that I understand from residents there that people are coming from all over the world buying property there to protect themselves because they think that the future is so dire that this is the only way to protect themselves to get in a place like this. So we'll see.
Talk a little bit more about this location when we come back, and I'll share with you some of the things that we've done here at our farmhouse to minimize the impact of electromagnetic radiation hitting us. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, CamelMilkUSA.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic illnesses. Dr. Hinkle, here's what I did. We built our farmhouse about 11 years ago. And because I did all the wiring, I knew exactly where all the wires were. And I bought some copper dust on the internet. And this copper dust is about the consistency of flour, ground flour. And I mixed it with the primer, and I painted the wallboard where these wires are, easily a foot wider in both directions, of where the wires would run, horizontally and vertically, to reflect inward to the walls the electromagnetic radiation that would be coming out. So, if there's a wall between two rooms, they got painted on both sides. Light switches and those kind of areas were all painted. And when I tested the electromagnetic radiation coming out of the circuit panels, I used the tri-field meter, something that Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, has one. He recommended that I get one, and the CEO of the company that manufactures them is one of our instructors. So I tested the electromagnetic radiation coming out of these circuit panels, the circuit breaker panels, and I got to tell you that most of the electromagnetic radiation that is emitted in a home from the wiring perspective is coming out of this circuit breaker panels and all around it. So when you think, class, when you think about a circuit breaker panel, they're generally they're in rooms where people stay. Sometimes they're in bedrooms, and sometimes they're between walls in the house. So there's electromagnetic radiation that comes out where the panel side access is, and it comes out the back as well. So you may want to find an instrument to detect that, and you may want to take the same kind of precautions that I did and get some copper dust, mix it with primer, and 5 pounds of copper dust did our whole house. So I just wanted to share that with you, Dr. Hinkle.
You know, those trimeters are great. I highly recommend those. But, in my home, I actually took all the wiring and had it encased in conduit. I then actually moved the entire fuse box outside my home on a post so it was nowhere near my home. So I did a tremendous amount of work, had thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars spent, and now it's worth nothing because of this this ham radio operation next to my home. So anyone's got any property for rent, let me know. I'm looking for a new home. That being said, let me go back a little bit to the medical aspect of this, Vince. And a lot of the people that, 100%, I guess, of the people that come into my office, we always test them for heavy metals. And we do find, and the studies do show, that the most sensitive people to electromagnetic radiation are people that have elevated levels of one or more heavy metals and pesticide insecticide exposure. So here we go back to the pesticides, insecticides, and heavy metals. That has been shown to be true in all the patients that have come into my office, and when we do get those levels down, they're able to tolerate more, but they don't want to live in an environment where they know they're being inundated with all this electromagnetic fields. When I was up in Green Bank, West Virginia, every person that I spoke to there, which I was amazed, was a PhD or a medical doctor who'd become ill and had moved there to get better. There were people literally, you could see them camping out in the woods in tents, sleeping in their cars along the highway that had come there so desperate for a place to stay to get away from it. I met a beautiful young girl who's a pilot for Delta Airlines, and she said, I'm so deathly ill, nobody at work knows it, but I have to come here every chance I get to try to get away from it because of all the electromagnetic stuff I'm exposed to on the airplane and in the airports. And also I brought up to her the fact that, well, you're exposed to insecticides as well, and she said, absolutely. So that's a very common thing, and I think it's there again, heavy metals act as conductors for, so this type thing going on, pesticides, insecticides are loaded with heavy metals. This is the type thing we need to be on top of. The government needs to start taking action now, just like Europe is doing, and get a handle on this.
Dr. Hinkle, you mentioned being in their cars. I took the tri-field meter into our vehicles, and I got to tell you that our cars are great transmitters of electromagnetic radiation. I'm talking fantastic amounts, pegging the needle. If you go near your dashboard, with Tri-Field Meter. You won't believe that needle slams to the right. It seems like it's so overpowering the equipment, the electromagnetic test equipment, the Tri-Field Meter, that you think you're going to break the meter just by going near your dashboard. So I suggest that, you know, if these people want to do this, if they're going to be in the cars in Green Bank, West Virginia, that they turn off their engines and, you know, disconnect the equipment. Right. But some cars have computers that run all the time.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. There was a study done maybe 5-10 years ago. There's such a high rate of brain cancer, prostate cancer, with police, patrolmen, people in law enforcement, because of the cars. It directly was traced back to the high levels of electromagnetic radiation they are receiving from the radar and all the computers and all the high-tech stuff they have in those cars. It has been directly traced back to that. So
right. And
another health hazard of a job.
One of the things that we've talked about on this broadcast several times with medical doctors is that is the reason that the police are so hyperactive, so anxious to shoot us, tase us, beat us, handcuff us, because they are, their anxiety levels are so increased by the electromagnetic radiation. They're in microwave ovens. They just call them patrol cars. They're literally in these microwave ovens that are blasting them, and the electromagnetic radiation is reflected back from the roof of the metal roof from the bottom of the car, from the metal doors. So all except for the windows, they are in a microwave oven. And you know, the opinion is that yes, that is the case, that it's making them anxious and hyperactive and angry. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating.
Very much so. You don't really see any happy-go-lucky law enforcement officers normally, especially the ones that are in the cars all the time. And I'm sure they must be exhausted at the end of the day and irritable and a lot of other things because of that. And that's another thing. Let me throw in something here a little bit off track, but still in the same mind thought. We're seeing this with soldiers coming back from the Middle East that come into my office, and I've done a tremendous amount of work, and these guys are just doing great, but they have been disabled, so many of them. And now it's coming out that they have been exposed to extremely high levels of radiation, extremely high levels of pesticides, insecticides, petrochemicals, on top of the heavy metals with the vaccines. So these guys, all of that affects them neurologically. It affects their personalities. It affects their health, the rashes, the nausea, the insomnia, the outburst, the depression. All of the combination of these things that these guys are exposed to, I am surprised that they're even walking, quite frankly. It's a sad thing. And the government doesn't want to recognize any of this. They say, they don't have any proof that it can be any of that. But we know that it is, because they have done studies that show the high levels of radiation these guys have been exposed to. And the insecticides they spray are a tremendous amount of insecticides and pesticides being sprayed where the military go, and they'll have one group of soldiers that come in and go out. And once they've gone, they'll go back and spray again and spray again and spray again. And sometimes they've oversprayed, and there is no guideline or anybody overseeing that. And if you look at the government reports, you will see that there's nobody going in and checking to make sure they're doing the right amount, the exposure, the everything that was being mixed and distributed the right way. There is no agency overseeing that in the military.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of law enforcement types come directly out of the military. Let me read five short headlines. I just typed in the word cops, comma, domestic violence on a search engine. Here are the first five. Cops beat their wives and girlfriends at double the national rate. Next, police have much bigger domestic abuse problem than the National Football League. Next, 40% of police officers' families experience domestic violence. Next, cops arrested for domestic violence. Next, police wife, the secret epidemic of domestic violence. That's just the first five. So I think there really is something to this, and I know those are just headlines, but I think it's noteworthy. Now, we have had a number of people here who spent time in the service. And one time we had like 10 or 11 people show up for an expo, and they were doing seminars, and Matt Stein was here, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and a whole bunch of people were here. And I said, you know, we don't have guest rooms for everybody, but we do have a guest room, and we have a bunch of sofa beds. And there was this reluctance to not have each person have their own room, especially the guys. And I thought, what's this all about? What I found out was that many of them are using these CPAP machines, these constant pressure airway machines. And where the heck is that coming from? And is that related to, they're all military, everybody that has one was in the military.
I would say I don't have probably. One. Because there are four or five specific pathogens that a lot of these soldiers have, and they do need those CPACs for that, high doses of antibiotics. But pathogens don't develop and grow unless there is a negative environment in their body, such as something caused by pesticides, insecticides, heavy metals, etc. Their immune system has had a major hit.
We come back, Dr. Millie Hinkle, can we talk about camel milk as a major weapon against autism, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, Crohn's, Parkinson's, and food allergies?
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
teachers?
Today
I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. CamelMilkUSA.com is the website if you'd like to get the contact information. Dr. Hinkle, I'm looking at a post, and it's about this woman who lives in the United Kingdom, and she wants to move to the United States because she wants to go to New Mexico because she has been diagnosed with multiple chemical sensitivities. And this woman is literally sleeping with a respirator on. I'm talking about a pretty significant respirator, something that I use here at the farm when I'm doing some really serious things. I want to filter out these micro particles. I'm not talking about just a little mask. I'm talking about a serious respirator. So she's in a wheelchair. I mean, she looks like she's 80 years old and she's in her 30s. So these things are absolutely real. I just wanted to share that with you. Have you heard of that as well? Those kinds of illnesses?
Absolutely.
I mean, that serious?
That was the majority of the patients for so many years in my practice were patients and still are with environmental issues, multiple chemical sensitivity. Their communities that have been built. My goal is to build a green community where we can have no electromagnetic that, and we're looking for investors now. So if anyone is interested, please contact me. Vincent, I think you and I share this dream of having a community
yes.
where people can live free of that insecticides and pesticides and electromagnetic fields. We do see a lot of people like her. They're, believe it or not, they're very easy to treat once you get a handle of what they're toxic on, and 99% of the time it's going to be an insecticide, a pesticide, or heavy metal that they've been exposed to, or some type of chemical. And you just we have to get those out. We have to work with them. We have to build up the immune system, and a lot of people, we do put on the camel milk because it is so high in nutrients, and it's not like a goat or cow. The antibody, in fact, is not like any that's been found in any plant or animal. It has the ability to penetrate cells and take nutrients out in and push toxins out, obviously, and has the ability to cross the brain barrier, which is a big thing for many, many people. So we've seen amazing results with people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other stages of dementia and obviously autism. But a tremendous amount of the autistic children, it is in their gut because that's where a lot of the problems are to begin with. And all these things they've been exposed to just grow and grow and grow till they have the symptoms that they have. And some are in milder cases and some are more severe. So we are working with those children and with other patients as well, and diabetics. Because the camel milk is very high in insulin, 52 units of insulin in about a quart of that milk. And people that are on traditional medicine for diabetes are really taking more than they would normally have to take because a tremendous amount of it is destroyed by the stomach acid. Camel milk actually thrives in that environment, so much of it is just passed on through that stomach into the intestine where it needs to be absorbed. And instantly these people are seeing amazing results. I had one of the farmers that actually has diabetes and said that his blood sugar went really high the other night and he drank a glass of camel milk and within 20 minutes it was way down, way below any dangerous levels. And so it does that. I actually have developed a yogurt and a milk for diabetics, and we're working with the university to get that patent and are looking for investors in that, and it will be the first in the world. So we're looking forward to working with people with that as well. It's an amazing milk. Some people are going to be allergic to dairy no matter what. If they have a lactase allergy, they're going to be fine. If they have an actual casein allergy, which is the protein in the milk, they may have a tendency to be allergic to camel milk. That would have to be tested. And some of those people do quite well on it. We have over 600 studies done with cancer, and 100% of those studies done around the world have positive results with that camel's milk and cancer.
Class, that's been a very fast 2 hours with Dr. Millie Hinkle, CamelMilkUSA.com. Dr. Hinkle, we're going to need to do this again and again and again. There's so
Absolutely.
Many topics to talk about.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. It's been wonderful. And, class, if you're interested in working with us, maybe we can build that village that Dr. Hinkle was talking about right here in Missouri. There are farms available right here, right now. Very low price. Contact me if you're interested. Dr. Hinkle, thank you so much. Class, above
thank
all,
you.
Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are the
answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.